Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 78. Clear skies tonight, lows around 41. High temperatures reach up to 63. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Legislature wrapped up at the end of last week with two bills coming out of the State House of Representatives that would give property tax relief to owners around the state and are now headed to the Senate, where the Senate is looking at these bills early on this week. As KSNC News reports, that the House did pass HCR 5011 and HB 2396 on Friday that would create the guidelines for property tax and appraisals, while also ensuring that cities and counties keep spending in check. As according to one of the bills, they say that it would limit the property tax revenue increases for jurisdictions based on the previous year, while also accounting in inflation, new constructions, and certain bond payments. The other bill would remove revenue neutral rate provisions and give voters the ability to protest budgets exceeding their limits in their local community. Both bills did pass the House of Representatives in overwhelming majorities, with HCR 5011 passing the House 117-4, with House Bill 2396 passing 115-6, with the bills now headed to the Senate this week.
It's the March Make It Mine event at Midwest Kia. And this month, we're offering you up to $5,000 over MMR value for your trade-in to help you make the perfect new Kia yours today. That's right. Get top dollar for your trade and drive off in an all-new K4 sedan. Stand a little taller in a Kia Sportage or load up the family in the award-winning Kia Telluride. Any new Kia you choose will be backed by a best-in-class 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with rebates as high as $10,000 and rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Midwest Kia is making history during the March Make It Mine event. At Midwest Kia, we're all about making your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. But hurry, this March-only offer won't last long. Visit Midwest Kia or check us out online at MidwestKia.com and get up to $5,000 over MMR for your trade-in. Midwest Kia, where your trade is always worth more, and we're always singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
The nuclear power plant in the state of Kansas, known as the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant, is celebrating its 40th anniversary and says that after the latest approval from the federal government, it is approved to function for another 20 years.
Yeah, it's an important event because it's not just a birthday of achieving 40 years. It's because we're now allowed to extend the life of the plant for an additional 20 years. Original life of the plant by license was 40 years, so we went through a process to get that extension. So that's a significant event, not just a birthday. So hopefully we'll go beyond the 60 years, but we're good for 2045 right now.
That audio from WIBW, where they go on to talk about why the licensing expires at certain times.
Yeah, so the premise behind the original 40-year license is you simply have to set a time frame. So that was the time frame that was set. But once that time frame is set, then it works its way into all your evaluations. So anytime you're factoring things of aging into it, you consider 40 years.
Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says that he is ready to vote on an issue today for Monday regarding of how the state awards electoral college votes for presidential races after multiple efforts fell short throughout the last few years, but the bill making its way through the legislature at the end of last week. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, it was an ongoing discussion on Thursday last week when Pillen took to social media, urging supporters to contact senators and legislators on government, military, and veterans affairs committees to advance legislative bill number 3 to the full legislature, where the bill would return the state to their previous system of awarding all 5 of the electoral college votes to the president of the winner for the statewide popular vote. According to the statement that Governor Pillen made on social media, he said passing the winner-take-all is a priority for President Donald Trump, and it is for me as well. and goes on to say that preventing the full legislature from giving it fair and open consideration is a concern. Mid-America Network News.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period closes March 31st, 2025 at 5 p.m. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter. Funding is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Bridges were again among discussion items at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week, with Public Works advising that a plan needs to be established for replacement of a structure north of Waterville over the Little Blue River on 4th Road. This could come in at some $2 million. Annual Marshall County Township meeting is planned Tuesday, March 11th at the Halvering Center in Marysville. Washington County Commissioners met last week with representatives from Paragon International, an Australian firm that is contracted for hydrogen exploration with some 35,000 acres in southeast Washington and southwest Marshall counties currently under lease. Seismic testing could begin as early as next month. Those representatives are to meet with Marshall County Commissioners this week. Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised valuations were going out. Most would see little change year to year. It was noted the demand for rural houses remains strong, and some sales are coming in over ask and moving quickly due to limited supply. A new county coroner was contracted through the 12th Judicial District to replace the Warrens, whose retirement resignation was effective end of February. Commissioners moved forward approving a resolution for an establishment of an ambulance taxing district for Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners agreed to install signs provided by the National Park Service indicating the route of the Pony Express and Oregon Trail through the county. No comments came forward at a public hearing regarding establishing a new neighborhood revitalization program, which would take effect in April, running through March 2030. Language of the new plan is being finalized. Commissioners will consider joining the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition, who met with them and spoke of federal overreach and monitoring potential impact on Kansas counties. Consensus was to leave commissioner district lines in place, as population shifts in Nemahal County have not been significant. Gage County Board of Supervisors took no action to approve or disapprove a request for consultant proposals for engaging in design, siting, and construction administrative services for a proposed multi-custody correctional facility. This will be on the March 19th agenda. A $548,000 project was approved unanimously for milling and replacement of blacktop on the Philly Southwest Overlay, with work to be completed by the 1st of June. 20 of 24 townships were represented at the annual meeting with supervisors. Concerns were expressed about cutting trees along roadways not being cut short enough, and concerns with roads for the Cattleman's Ball. At the township meeting, Myron Doran spoke on bills being introduced in the legislature, the budget, transfers in and out, property tax credit, school property tax credit. He indicated they would not likely see much property tax relief in the near future. Judith Snyder, age 81, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral mass Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Private burial at Strang, Nebraska Harmony Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 6. Family will see friends Monday from 4 until 6, with a rosary at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Judith Schneider. Reva J. Dieters, age 87, of Seneca, passed away March 6th. Massive Christian burial, Tuesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosaries Monday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Reva Dieters. Ivan L. Wink, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation before the rosary from 6 until 7 p.m. with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ivan Wink.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice, asparagus, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, green beans, peaches, and cake. Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities. This month's box includes shrimp, chicken drumsticks, and salad shrimp. The distribution is for those who qualify financially and are Marshall County residents and will be offered this afternoon 2 until 3 p.m. at the south side of the Helvering Center in Marysville. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies in a Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying warmer still throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers are possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. And some rain showers throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 54, record high on this date 84, the average low 30. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 7:29. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, with a combination of dry fuels, low relative humidity, and gusty southwest winds in effect Monday afternoon and early evening. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning today.
It's time to spend in the NFL. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. There are a bunch of oxymorons: bittersweet, small crowd, jumbo shrimp. This is the week where the NFL gives us legal tampering. But yesterday we learned a number of key moves. Bills release Von Miller and extend Josh Allen to the tune of $250 million guaranteed. Miles Garrett will stay in Cleveland. The Browns giving him a record four-year extension. He becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. This for a guy who asked for a trade.
The perception coming from Garrett was that, hey, they're not good enough to win, and I want to be out and go to a contender. Well, the Browns feel like they still have pieces. I don't look at the Browns as a tear-down situation. I feel
not
like
anymore.
They're still... Right, and now they have one of the best players in the league back in the fold. I don't see them as, you know, a three-win team again.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler also in the division. The Steelers out a wide receiver. They get DK Metcalf in a trade with Seattle. College hoops, championship Sunday for the women. South Carolina wins the SEC tournament 64-45 over top-ranked Texas. Longhorns just 6 points in the second quarter. After losing to them twice during the season, UCLA finally beats USC. They win the Big Ten. Duke beats NC State to capture the ACC tournament. Big 12 goes to TCU, which beats Baylor. And they go to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2010. Men's side, Drake wins the Missouri Valley Conference, and they become the first D1 team to 30 wins this season. Lipscomb wins the Atlantic Sun, earning their second ever NCAA tournament berth. High Point goes to its first. They beat Winthrop to win the Big South. NBA, Cavaliers beat the Bucks and extend their win streak to 14 straight. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, a 40-point game as the Thunder beat the Nuggets 127-103. Clippers 17 from Kawhi Leonard, including a game-winning buzzer beater as they beat the Kings. Mavs lose to the Suns, 5 straight losses for Dallas. On the ice, Capitals beat the Kraken. Alex Ovechkin scores. He's now 9 goals shy of the record.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
9 Twin Valley League teams advance to state. Saturday night wins for Hanover Boys over previously undefeated Logan Palco 56-51. The Axtell Boys advance with a 76-58 win over St. John's Tipton in 1A Division II. Frankfort Boys take Blue Valley 44-36 to advance in 1A Division I with Clifton Clyde over Burlingame 54-50. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs advance with a 52-36 win over KC Christian, and Donovan West wins over Waubunsee 39-35. On Friday, Hanover Girls advance with a win over Axtell 46-25, and Lynn took St. John's Tipton 52-35, while Centralia beat Clifton Clyde 54-34.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures point to a lower opening amid concerns about the strength of the economy and worries over trade wars around the world. Also weighing on traders is China's Consumer Price Index, which has fallen at its fastest clip in more than a year. On Friday, stocks ended a very bad week with a winning session. The Dow Jones gained 223 points. The S&P gained back 0.5% of its lost ground. The Nasdaq Composite went into the weekend with a 0.7% gain. President Trump over the weekend dismissed concerns that his tariffs could have an impact on American businesses. When he was asked if he thinks there could be a recession this year, he didn't rule it out, but said this is, in his words, a period of transition. A week from today is the wearing of the green, but Krispy Kreme is getting into the St. Patrick's spirit early. It's rolling out a lineup of donuts inspired by the holiday, including the Pot of Gold, a glazed donut dipped in caramel and topped with gold sprinkles. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Bird flu has devastated the nation's egg-laying herd while fueling food inflation, but vaccinating hens would likely impede poultry exports unless there's a way to ID vaccinated birds. Bird flu vaccinations as well as trade were talked about during a recent House Ways and Means panel hearing, and Lloyd Smucker, who represents Pennsylvania's Lancaster area, which is one of the biggest egg-producing regions in the country, had this to say about the situation.
France and other countries have had the vaccine for a while, so I think it's probably time, and I know that the administration is working on this, that we allow vaccinations for at least our layers.
But doing so could severely impact poultry exports. Former U.S. Chief Ag Trade Negotiator and now head of the National Milk Producers Federation, Greg Dowd, says there is an answer to this.
These vaccines are differentiated vaccines. The term is DIVA vaccines, means that you can tell the difference from an animal that's been vaccinated versus occurring and got the virus in the wild. And being able to differentiate one from the other solves the trade issue.
Dowd says at least two firms are working on such vaccines. In other farm trade news, President Donald Trump cut to 10% tariff on the imports of Canadian potash, a key fertilizer ingredient. Most of it comes from the country of Canada. He delayed till April 2nd. 25% tariffs on other Canadian and Mexican goods are exempted products covered by the USMCA trade deal, including the automobile industry. Did want to note there still is a 10% energy tariff referring to the lower duty applied to the Canadian energy exports. The president has also decided to reduce the duty rate that will apply to Canadian potash after April 2nd to 10%, as mentioned. A senior administration official told reporters at the Oval Office that the decision was to protect American farmers. Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 2024 grain sorghum crop performance test results have been published from various testing locations in Kansas. K-State crop performance test coordinator Jane Lingenfelser explains how this season for grain sorghum was and what yields were. She gives a brief recap of 2024's temperature and precipitation.
The past year in Kansas ranked as the second warmest of the last 130 years. The average temperature for Kansas was 57.5 degrees or 3.4 degrees above normal. 10 of the 12 months averaged above normal. Only January and surprisingly July were below normal. Luckily, the warm weather was accompanied by the most precipitation since 2019. And while the overall annual precipitation was still below normal, it was closer to normal than it has been for the last several years.
Lingenfelser shares the state's yield and how it compares to 2023.
So the overall state yield of 65 bushels per acre was 13 bushels higher than the previous year.
She lists the yields from the non-irrigated test locations in Kansas.
We had Manhattan in Riley County. The average overall in Manhattan was 113 bushels. That's up 17 bushels from last year. We also had Belleville in Republic County. The average there was 126 bushels. Last year, it was a loss. Moving on, the average at Assyria was 48 bushels. It was also a loss last year. Back to the eastern part of the state, we had Ottawa in Franklin County. The average at Ottawa was 125 bushels. That's down about 2 bushels from last year. Back to the south central part of the state, we had Hutchinson in Reno County. The average there was 118 bushels. That's also about down 2 bushels from last year. In the western part of the state, we had a Hayes in Ellis County. The average there was 82 bushels. That's an increase of about 56 bushels from last year. We also had Larned in Pawnee County. The average there was 56 bushels. That was down quite a bit from last year. We also had Colby in Thomas County. The average there was 103 bushels. That's down about 30 bushels from last year.
That was K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser with Grain Sorghum's 2024 Performance Test. Find more results at www.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Sinrakes with Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday. Hey, with a 10:30 start here today, it's going to be a smaller run. Certainly do have hay also, but it seemed like that fine weather we had there Tuesday, Wednesday kind of shut the door a little bit. So good morning, Dahl, with a 10:30 start here today. Well, the cattle market certainly bounced back. $2 to $2.02 in the case, $3.15 to $3.17 in the carcass. So you certainly will notice a $2 to $4 upswing on the cattle market last week with very good trading and offering of cattle. Here today, 10:30 start. We'll get on the feeders at 12:30. We'll get into the weigh-ups right here this morning. But they're at 12:30 here today. We do have two bottle calves. There is a black heifer bottle calf, 6 days old. There's a red Angus heifer bottle calf, 40 days old. And the feeders, like we said, it's going to be light. Six black and black bully steering heifers coming off cow. They're out of Talmage, the Teton cattle. They're going to weigh that 5 to 6. The Huntington cattle out of Wymore, 6 black steering heifers, 5 to 600. The Axtell cattle, there's 24 head of black steering heifers, nice set of calves. They're going to weigh that 5 to 700. Erie Kinko out of Fairbury's got 10 red white face steer, good redneck cattle guys. They're going to weigh 600. Sioux Cup out of Denton's got 15 black steering heifers, 6 to 700. Vock out of Nebraska City, 12 black and red bull and heifers are going to weigh 3 to 800, and certainly have numerous of those 1, 2, 3, 4s type deal guys of all weights of cattle. So we'll catch certainly some more here this morning in the nice weather, but we'll be a smaller run, and we'll get on the feeders at 12:30. In the hay department, certainly got a nice run of square bales, 588. In the big rounds, 346. The second cut alfalfa, there's 176. In the third cut, 125. We do, again, have that really nice fourth cut, 30 bales. And the prairie, good stuff. There's some native prairie. There's certainly prairie. 72 bales, brome 68, grass 67, in the straw department 50. In the big rounds, there's 30 first cut. In the second cut, there is 41. Third cut, there is 11. Some round alfalfa mix, there is 12. In the round native prairie, there's 10 bales. In the other prairie department, there's a total of 46. In the brome, 28. In the brome prairie, 32. In the grass department, there is 70. Round rye, there is 8. In the corn stalks, there's white corn stalks of 9. The other corn stalks are 16. In the round CRP, there is 22. Now, that'll be at 12 o'clock noon on the hay department. On the inside, we'll start on the feeders at 12:30. Certainly want to bring up the March 20th cow-calf red cow sale. That's 11 o'clock, folks. Right now, there is 35 of those first calf black families. Certainly everything in the world done to them in the cow department. On the families, there's 35 at 4 to 8-year-olds. There's another 20 at that 7 to 8-year-old families. And there's 35 to 40 of those running age bred cows. And that will be on March 20th. So thanks for the business. Certainly give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew. We certainly do appreciate your livestock. Give us a call, 223-3571. As you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour. Could be nearly a 50-degree temperature swing today as highs approach 80 on our warmest readings of the week, although well into the 70s expected through Friday. Red flag warning today. Dry conditions, gusty winds, no burn permits out. Red flag warning issued from noon until 8 p.m. today for all of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
This weekend's clock change has some of us out of sorts today. We will share a simple remedy that might help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Actress Emily Osment celebrates a birthday, and history's first telephone call was placed on this day in 1876 by Alexander Graham Bell. The return to daylight savings time can be a tough adjustment for some people. If you're one of them, try this trick suggested by a Harvard sleep researcher. Fasting. Our sleep cycle is regulated by more than just exposure to light. Food intake also plays an important role. Fasting for 16 hours before embarking on a new time schedule, he claims, can override the other mechanisms that control our sleep patterns. And 16 hours isn't such a drastic sacrifice. Skipping dinner at night should do the trick. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
I'm Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As it was Tulsa playing the role of spoiler on Senior Day, downing Wichita State men's basketball 73-63 yesterday in the regular season finale inside Charles Koch Arena. Wichita State finishes the season 18-13, 8-10 in American Conference play, hadn't lost on Senior Day since 2018, and hadn't lost to Tulsa at home since 2001. Both of those streaks came to an end. Before the game, Wichita State recognized 8 seniors. Their next game will be in the American Athletic Conference tournament. Coming up later this week, they will kick it off against South Florida, 11:30 a.m. tip-off on Thursday. Senior night for KU men's basketball also in action over the weekend, and Hunter Dickinson matched a career high with 33 points to lead Kansas past number 24 Arizona, 83-76 back on Saturday. Up next, they will wait for their opponent for the second round of the Big 12 tournament. They'll play guaranteed on Wednesday. Speaking of Big 12 tournament play, the men's basketball team for Kansas State also will play tomorrow. They'll face 15 seed Arizona State at 6 p.m.
Class 1A Division II Substate Championship wrapped up on a Saturday night from Prescott, Kansas, with boys action. In our first contest, it was four-seeded Hanover taking down top-seeded and undefeated Logan Palco 56-51 in an instant classic. A top-five scorer in the state of Kansas, Rhett Katz, pitched in 25 for his Trojans, but it wasn't enough as the Hanover Wildcats, behind 22 points from Braylon Mine, handed Logan Palco their first loss of the season and give the Hanover boys a trip to state for the first time in 3 years and their third trip in five under head coach Corey Jensen. Again, that final score, Hanover 56, Logan Palco 51. In our second broadcast of the night, it was the Axel boys showing the DVL dominance as they handled St. John's, tipped in 76-58. The Eagles led 39-18 at half, led by Logan Sandman with 19 points, Colin Shaughnessy with 17, Brandon Schmelzley with 16, and 11 for Eli Brockman, as it was a balanced attack for the Axel boys as they move on to 21-1 on the season and punch their third straight ticket to a state tournament appearance, with action starting next week live from Colby. Again, Axel boys have beat St. John's, Tipton 76-58 in our second game, while Hanover stopped Logan Palco 56-51 in our first. Reporting from Prescott, Kansas, for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs season came to an end at second seed Paulstead in the substate championships Friday. Marysville up 6-5 at the end of 8, trailed by 2 at the half, but Marysville was scoreless from the field in the second half as Paulstead rolled 17-1 in the third quarter and 10-6 down the stretch for a double-digit 42-20 win. Halstead led by Judy Schroeder. Sophomore Schroeder had 17 points, scattered four trays as their offense came alive largely in the second half. She was the only player for either team in double figures, as Marysville was led by Lindsay Dressman with a field goal and 4-of-4 free throws for 6 points. Lady Bulldogs finished their season 11-12. One win improved from last year. Halstead advances to the 3A state tournament at 21-1. 42-20, Halstead beats Marysville Girls 3A Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
In Girls 1A Division II Substate Championship action on a Friday night from Prescott, Kansas, it was the Hanover Wildcats and the Lynn Bulldogs punching their ticket to a state championship run out at Colby next week. In our first contest of the night, Hanover ran away from Axel 46-25, led by Anna Juniman's 25 points. Hanover led 25-14 at half and never looked back as the Wildcats got a hold of the Eagles for the second time this season. Final score 46-25 as Lynn punches their fourth straight ticket out to the Class 1A Division II championship round. In our second contest of the night, it was the Lynn Lady Bulldogs punching their first ticket to state since the 2008 season. Lynn led 26-16 at half, finished at 52-35 over Boyd St. John Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Linnell Gingler for the Blue Jays had 17 points, but it was all Lynn in the final quarter. They outscored the Lady Blue Jays 19-12 in that fourth and final stanza, led by Gretchen Bott in the contest with 17 points as Lynn girls punched their first ticket out the state since 2008 with a 52-35 win over St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
9 Twin Valley League teams advanced to state. Saturday night wins for Hanover boys over previously undefeated Logan Palco 56-51. The Axtell boys advanced with a 76-58 win over St. John's Tipton in 1A Division II. Frankfort boys take Blue Valley 44-36 to advance in 1A Division I, with Clifton Clyde over Burlingame 54-50. Valleyites Lady Mustangs advance with a 52-36 win over KC Christian, and Donovan West wins over Wabunsee 39-35. On Friday, Hanover girls advanced with a win over Axtell 46-25, and Lynn took St. John's Tipton 52-35, while Centralia beat Clifton Clyde 54-34. KNDY continues full coverage of area teams in the state basketball tournament with Max Blasky live in Colby covering Hanover girls and boys, Axtell boys and Lynn girls in 1A Division 2. Those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Weston Oldie picks up the call for the Frankfort boys from Dodge City 1A Division 1 and Bruce Dierking as the Valley Heights girls from Manhattan 2A. Those games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of the tournament games stream on our website, KNDYRadio.com, available on our mobile apps, available for Apple and Android devices.
KNDY.